This call is being recorded.
Recording in progress.
And so I welcome you, beloved family, to this perfect moment, this perfect place, the high heart chakra, the place of manifestation. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first an eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the physical form and all your higher mental body. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising us into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your side. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the beloved Saint Germain's violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant, blue, and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Bring it around your head and down around your entire body, and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved goddess of purity to hold space in these areas until the ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down to Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank you. It is done.
So now, continuing on in your protective tube of white light, brilliant white light, focus now on your breathing. Breathe in a rhythmically and gentle fashion, just feeling the ebb and flow of your breath. As you take a deep breath in, and exhale out. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now, if you would, put your attention at your heart center, within your chakras, within your etheric body, and be aware of the three lower chakras below your heart center and the three higher chakras above your heart center. Focusing on these seven first, and be aware of the vibration in the lower chakras now, the three lower, and feel that vibration.
Use your palms, please.
Get in touch with that vibration now as you visualize the colors and their intensity within each of those chakras. Red, orange, and yellow, the three lower chakras. And notice and feel the vibration within those chakras. And the difference now as you move into your heart center. Do the same now with your heart center, with your heart chakra. And feel the vibration in that color, that blue-green color, and the respective intensity of that color. And the vibration there. And notice how the vibration between the lower three and the heart center are quite different. Heart center being a higher vibration, a higher vibratory color, and also a higher vibration within that center. And then move up to the high heart center. Visualize that high heart center. That high heart center that has become reactivated, opened up and reactivated in many, if not all of you. And of course, not all of the time, but quite often, whenever you feel a sense of compassion for someone else, or you become aware of the truth in some fashion, something that you did not know before, or that you become aware of your mission more fully. In other words, the way. Become aware of this now in the magenta color, that beautiful magenta color. In many respects, my color. Magenta. Beautiful. High vibratory. Now please notice the difference between the lower three chakras, the vibration, the heart center vibration, and now the high heart center vibration as well. The difference there. Feel it. And then moving up from there, the fifth chakra, the throat area, and the will center. Feel that vibration now that is now expressing through your heart center and your high heart center. Feel the expression there. Now, if you were to express from your lower three chakras, the vibration within your fifth chakra would also be lower. But because you are now expressing from the fourth and high heart center, the vibration there within your fifth center is higher. This is how everything correlates between your chakra centers and, of course, with your physical glands as well. The higher the vibration within each of your chakra centers, the more efficient are your physical glands associated with it. And literally, if you believe that you could do it, and many of you will, and be able to show others how to in the future, you will be able to raise the vibration within your chakras or help someone else raise the vibration in their chakras. And literally, there will be a healing in that area that will happen. Not just the physical gland, but all of that area associated with that particular chakra. For these are the force centers. Now the sixth chakra, as was said earlier and given to this one that I speak through now. When you have activated your high heart center, then your third eye becomes even more activated and reactivated because you are operating from and through the high heart center now. So feel now the vibration in your sixth chakra, right there in the middle of your forehead, the third eye, and feel it opening now. Literally opening. Visualize the opening, but even more so, feel the vibration of the opening there. And know that every single time that you do this, you are further activating this third eye. And the third eye, as you know, is the window or the gateway to the metaphysical world, to the world unseen, unseen by the physical eyes, but not unseen by this third eye. And when the third eye and the physical eyes are able to work together in balance, then you see beyond what is the normal physical, beyond the illusion, beyond the veil. The veil that even in itself is an illusion. Now we're not going to utilize the third eye at this point, but know that it is open right now. Open wider possibly than it ever has before. But the important thing is that once it is open like this, and you focus on it more and more, you will keep it open so that literally you will be able to see things in the times ahead, minutes, hours, days, weeks, even, possibly even months ahead, where you will be able to see what others cannot see. Now you get glimpses here and there. Many of you do, but I am talking about more than just simply glimpses. I am talking about real expressions coming from the unseen world. And now to your seventh chakra. your crown chakra. Beautiful violet or gold or even silver. Now feel the vibration there as well, as you have raised up through the chakra centers. Not in the sense necessarily of a kundalini rising, but just as a vibratory raising, the Christ consciousness coming within each and every one of you, and feeling this consciousness, this vibration. For vibration and consciousness are one. They are one and the same. So know that as you raise your vibration, your consciousness is continuing to raise as well. And now the eighth chakra, the earth, the soul star chakra, which also has been reactivated. Not in all of the population. In fact, very few comparatively throughout the planet are operating or in being able to activate this chakra center. It is for only those at this time that are ready for this. Those that mentor to you, that have been working with you, including myself, we have been preparing you in this way. And you will understand more and more when all of this is complete. And you indeed are moving toward completion. So the soul star chakra, brilliant, pure white. Now all seven chakras, see all of those colors. Red, orange, yellow, blue, green, magenta, sky blue, purple, and the seventh, gold, violet, or silver, and the eighth, pure, brilliant white. And now you have been introduced and reactivated the earth star chakra as well, below your feet. And that, as you know, is a darker color, brown, or even blackish color, with red specks or gold specks. Now feel all of the chakras operating together. And now that you have added the earth star chakra and the earth energy itself, Gaia's energy, connecting with Gaia, connecting with the mother. You can feel that energy moving up. Again, not as kundalini energy, but as Christ consciousness. For know that just as I became that, you are that now. You are in the process of attaining the Christ consciousness. Each and every one of you are being trained and prepared for this. Just as when I went off and had my training in those places in the East, the Far East, where I learned how to work with energy and manipulate the forces of energy. So too are you learning to do that as well. Yes, my time was put into a shorter period of time. Much, much shorter than what you have had. For you have had lifetime after lifetime after lifetimes to work to this point. Whereas I had to have everything in one lifetime. But you now, each and every one of you, are coming to that point where the activation of these chakra centers, these nine chakras now, and the three remaining ones as well, associated with the human body, all of this will be activated at your ascension point, at the zero point for yourselves. Now, I want you to visualize. You don't need to leave your body for this, but visualize that energy coming from the great central sun of this universe, that pillar of white light, and see it coming down again. And there is a reason why this particular exercise is repeated over and over with you. It is not to pound it into you. It is to help you acclimate to these energies. For whenever you do this particular exercise, you are acclimating to the energies that are coming in from this universal central sun. Those waves of energy that you have heard of. And all of this leading up to the preparation for the great event. The event. So now, that pillar of light, pillar of white light, see it coming down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, coming through each one of those gateways in those suns, shooting down all the way to the central sun of this galaxy and shooting through it to the central sun of the solar system, throughout all of the planets here in the solar system and all of the ships, all of the beings that are out here. And at one time, my mission, after that mission that you know of 2,000 years ago, my continuing mission was to be the focal point or the magnifying point for these energies to come through. And I would then focus them to the planet. I would focus this Christ consciousness to the planet, but I would be able to minimize it as was needed so that it was not too strong. But now, all of you are the second coming. You are all the Christ consciousness becoming here. And you now are the focal points. I hope that you see how far this has all come. From one individual as myself to be the anchor of all of the light coming into the planet, to now all of you, the light working community, and the 144,000 spread across the planet to be those focal points or those anchor points. That is you now. And of course, as you become the light warrior, you then spread that light out. Just as you are going to do now, as that light comes pouring into your eighth chakra, into your soul star chakra, and down through your body, through all of the chakra centers, down through the earth star chakra, down into the earth, and down to the center of the earth, and then back up. And your body, your physical body, your astral body, your etheric body, all of your bodies are now that anchoring point. And from that, see your soul star chakra exploding with light and sending light in all directions now. White light. All directions from your soul star chakra, sending it out across the entire planet, connecting with all of those others that have activated their soul star chakras. Further and further out until the entire planet is surrounded, is enclosing enclosed by the light. The light that is the Christ consciousness, connecting to the Christ consciousness grid. You are now the connection points along the grid. And if you were to look at it from the point of view of those of the galactics now, from their ships or the company of heaven, looking down and seeing this great explosion of light that is happening right now in this moment. And incidentally, you may also see an explosion on your resonance chart. If not, you will definitely see it after this evening. Now, not only see this, don't only visualize this, but know it, feel it, experience it, experience this light, experience this explosion of light across the planet, the planet being engulfed by this light. You can also, of course, use the violet flame for this. But for this purpose, I am using with you the Christ consciousness, the light of the Christ consciousness. And as the light came from the great central sun of this universe and anchored in you, you, each one, at this point, became the Christ consciousness, spreading this light. Whether you hold it or not is up to you. But I tell you now, in these moments after this is over, after this experience is over, you will feel that Christ consciousness within you. And whatever might have been going on previous to this will no longer even begin to matter. Now, if you would, please come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. Even if you did indeed not leave your body, just come back relaxed. Feel yourself, feel your body, feel the vibration within your body. Several of you are vibrating now, you can see it. Vibrating strongly, for the Christ consciousness is power beyond power. And you have just been imbued by that Christ consciousness, just as I was in those times. When I stood on the mount prior to my being arrested, what you call the transfiguration. At that time, the Christ consciousness came fully over me and in me. And you have received a portion of that now. Could not receive the full extent because you were central nervous system would not be able to handle it right now. For it takes quite a bit of training to get to that point. But I, Yeshua, am here now to be with you and experience with you. Often my higher self, Sananda, is with you. And he is also here with us at this time. But I wish to express my love, my immense love for each and every one of you here. And many of you have been with me at various times, and many of you even were there with me those 2,000 plus years ago. Some of you already know this, others are not yet aware of it. But you as a group have been brought together once again as the old souls coming together again. Because we are all brothers and sisters together in the light, in the love of the Creator of this universe. And the connection that we all have with this Creator is right there within you. Each and every one of us have the Creator's consciousness within us, which gives us all the ability to create. As I said, all of these things I do, so can ye do also. Because you have the creative ability just as I had that creative ability. Healing, being able to do what were called miracles, which were indeed not miracles. They were just simply a learning process. A learning to be able to work with the forces of light, the energy forces, the elements, the forces of the elements. And all that I was able to do, you will do, and much, much more will you do beyond that. Because you, my friends, are the ones, or as the one who serves says, you are the one. And you are all the one. We are all the one together. We all form the great creator of this universe. And the great creator of the universe continues to learn of itself and experience itself through all of us. And then we learn to experience because of all that we are. So it is time now, my friends, my dear brothers, my sisters, it is time to, yes, finish the game, as you spoke of earlier, and has been spoken of previously. The game that you are all still playing because you know you must play it. It is not a choice, really, at this time. You have all moved beyond that choice. You were given that choice some time ago. But you all said, no, I will stick this out. I will continue on. I will finish this. And the more that you can indeed look at this as a game, the easier it becomes for you. Now we know, as we look and we understand the vibration within each and every one of you, we know that it is difficult. And there are so many times that we wish we could reach out and give a helping hand even more than we are able to. But we cannot. We cannot reach out until you are no longer able to reach out for yourself. That is when we come in to help those in need. But you are not those. You are able at this time, you, of course, being the collective you, are able at this time to still help yourselves. And my, have you been helping yourselves as a collective, as a population? For look at all the changes that are happening in the world, all of the light that is coming in and bringing the truth forward. It is immense and immaculate that it is all happening now. And the game itself, the game that you have been playing here for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, sometimes gaining an edge and sometimes losing the edge, or it is time to know that the game itself is indeed coming to an end. But in order for the game to finish, you have to be there to finish it. But what if you were to play a board game? And you are playing the game, and you're getting toward the end, and then you knocked your pieces off the board and said, I'm not playing anymore. Would the game be finished?
No.
Very simple analogy, but it is true. You are coming to the end of the game. Or as dear Sananda is fond of saying, the finish line. Can you see it yet?
Yes.
No, most of you really cannot see. It is still beyond. It is not there within your physical eyes. But with the opening of your third eye, you will be able to see it more and more now. You'll be able to see what you know of as the forest through the trees. It is there. But you need to keep going. And what you are hearing this weekend especially, yes, be in the moment, certainly, always be in the moment. That is so important. But the other is to forgive. Forgive, forget, and move on. For you will not be able to move on unless you do that. It is quite simple, but yet it is also quite complicated if you make it that way. And many of you, with your propensity for analyzing this and analyzing that and trying to understand everything, stop. Stop it. You will not be able to understand everything. And the more that you continue to try to analyze why something is, instead of just accepting that it is, that is attachments. And attachments will keep you within the game. And you'll continue on the game in another place. Now, that is not meant for those of you that are in this group. All of you are being prepared to be in that first wave of ascension. But it is up to you whether you find yourself there. So begin more and more now to take this seriously. Yes, it's a game. But now it is time to be serious because you are coming to the end of the game and you want to win. Do you not? You haven't come all this way to lose. You've only come all this way to win. And not so much in a competitive fashion, although there is competition in the higher realms. Don't think that there isn't. But it is not the competition that you know of now, where someone attempts to win over another one. It is not to win over another one, it is to win with another one. See, that is a difference. So I ask you now, each one of you, take up the mantle as I did. Take the Christ consciousness within you as I did. And move out about the world. Go about your Father's mission. Your mission, your higher God self's mission, as I did. No, you will not be crucified for it. You might meet obstacles along the way, but as you are understanding more and more, those obstacles are opportunities for growth, to move beyond. The Christ consciousness is there. For each and every one of you, take it within yourself and spread it, just as I did. You don't need 12 disciples. You don't need all of those following you.
Bless you.
You just need to know that you are the one. Om, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om, Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
We do not want to follow that one. That one is quite difficult, is it not? That one was special, was it not?
Yes.
And that one came in at the very last minute. This one, James, was knowing that it was going to be Sananda, but at the last minute, Yeshua, as that personality Yeshua, within the Sananda Yeshua duo, we will say here, he wished to bring this message forward, and quite what a message this was. We would strongly suggest to the one to our right here that she do what she can to transcribe this. It is very important that not only hundreds or thousands, but millions get to hear that and see that message. It was quite profound for those that are ready to hear it and see it. We do not have message now after that. So maybe Shoshana does, but she only usually responds to questions. But we will see. Shoshana?
I do not.
Very good, yes. So we will take your questions if you have them. We know we have done this several times now, but we also know that there are many questions that are not asked, that go unanswered, because those many of you are shy about asking a question, thinking whatever you might be thinking about here. But we would ask you that the questions that you have that go unanswered are also unanswered for others that have that same question. So ask it if you have it.
I have a question.
Yes.
You know, as we go up the chakra system and you say, feel the energy, excuse me, in each one. Now, I really want to feel that energy and not sure if I am. As I get up to the higher chakras, you know, the sixth and seventh in the soul star chakra, I can feel it more, and in fact, it's harder to know each one. It's almost like they start to kind of blend together as the energy rushes. Is there anything you can suggest to help me feel the energies of the chakras?
First of all, dear Cynthia, you are the one that is the feeling one. You are the one that is more able even than most to experience or feel or even see those energies. Have we not told you that long ago here?
Yes.
When you were complaining, if you want to say that, not a good word here, but you expressing, yes, that you could not see whenever we would do the visualization experiences with you, in terms of out-of-body experiences. And you could not see anything, you would say. You see dark space, or you see the back of your eyes, or whatever it is that you used to say here, you see? And how far you have come as a result of all of this that has been happening, because you have persevered. You have stayed with it throughout everything. And we highly, highly applaud you for doing so. You have no idea. There are those that are out there that are watching you specifically. They are the watchers watching the watcher, remember? And they are there and watching and understanding your vibration and seeing how far you have come in this very difficult, difficult world. And it was even made more difficult for you because you came as a babe here, in a sense, without all of the many past lives here in this evolution. And you had to make your way through this life without having the benefit of all the previous experiences that most here have had. You see? So applaud yourself. Pat yourself on the back. You have come a long way, baby.
Thank you so much.
We don't think we answered your questions,
no, you
though.
We
will perhaps, answer.
Yes, yes, Shoshana will now
answer
your question. Yes.
Dear sister, may we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, you wish to feel the energy of the chakra system. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you practice?
Not much recently, no.
And what is recently?
The last year.
That is a long time not to practice. So, when you were practicing before this long year, did you feel the energy of the chakra?
I think I did because having worked.
Do you know or do you think?
I know because I was experiencing that burden a long time ago when I met it all the time because it would pull, the energy would actually pull my toes down and I could feel the energy.
So, dear one, you have your answer.
Okay. Silly me.
No, we are not your sister. We wish to help. We do not wish for any beautiful being to deprecate. See?
Yes.
You are not silly. But what you are, if we may share this, is a bit lazy. Who in this room and who in the audience has not been lazy, has not been willing to put forth the effort to achieve something? This is, on this planet, the difficulty. This is, on this planet, the thing that stops everyone, is discipline, is moving forward with effort. So, my dear sister, if you wish for something, put the effort in. Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions?
Namaste.
Here?
I do have a question.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
First of all, thank you so much. Very grateful for this beautiful message, for this beautiful gathering in sacredness. I had a strong feeling of Jeshua, therefore I asked the last couple of days, and I'm grateful for that beautiful message. Now, my question is, would you be able to expand more so I can understand on different aspects of the avatar, for example, Jesus the Christ, Jeshua, and Sananda. Thank you.
Yes, and this has come up actually several times in this time here, in here. You have wondered about this as well. So we will expand on it as best we can here, and then Shoshana will likely have a different or another perspective here. But for understanding the idea of Yeshua and Sananda being both one and separate at the same time, we know that is somewhat difficult. And we also know that there are so many across the population of this planet that do not even know what a higher self is, you see, and would not even begin to look at this particular question. So just in the fact that you and those of you on these calls and all that can even ask a question such as this tells you how far you have come here. So now we will answer, though, in terms of the Sananda as the higher self, you might say, of Yeshua, and Yeshua becoming an aspect of that higher self, Sananda. Yeshua had his life, had his experiences, became the Christ as he did, ascended as you know. He then was able at that time to continue on as Yeshua, for he was now an ascended being of his own. So therefore, the personality that was and is Yeshua was absorbed into the higher levels of himself, but not fully. So he continued to have his personality continue on. Now, to look at it in terms of yourselves, you are all on the same path here. When you go through your ascension process, you will also continue on as the personality that you are, and not get fully absorbed into the all of the myriad multidimensional selves of you, of who you are at the higher levels, you see? So you will continue on as Yeshua continued on. That is the plan. That is the plan as the second coming that was spoken of. Many thought the second coming was simply Yeshua coming back. No, the second coming is all of you. Okay? Shoshana.
We agree. We do not add.
Very good. Do you understand then that answer?
Yes, thank you. It's beautiful explanation, very extensive. So now my question is, so Yeshua, beloved Yeshua, is the same as Jesus the Christ? Because I believe...
Yes. Yes, he is one and the same, but he was not Jesus Christ, with Christ being the last name. He was
right.
Not even Jesus. He was Yeshua, Yeshua ben Joseph, you see? And he was able to take on the Christ consciousness, just as he spoke to all of you in this experience of you being able now to take on the Christ consciousness, you see?
Beautiful.
May we add?
Yes.
We have something to add. Dear sister, may we give some information here?
Absolutely, thank you.
All that have studied this lifetime may know this answer. What has occurred here on this planet is the real life of the one known as Yeshua has not been revealed in any religions, you see. So you have a picture, or you may have a picture, it may not be that you have this picture, that it is a lifetime that has been depicted through the Christian religion. This is all false. This is not the truth, you see. And the one known as Yeshua, that is an Israelite name. That is a Jewish name. As the one, Yeshua, was born into the Jewish sector, you see. The Romans did not like that. The Romans said, we are the ones that control the planet. You do not. So, you see, they gave him a different name. The Romans called him Jesus. We know that our historian here knows that. Mm-hmm. So the Romans called him Jesus because they did not respect him. So his name is Yeshua. Yeshua. And the total that was there, the name that was there in the Israelites was Yeshua bin Yosef, Jesus, or Yeshua, the son of Joseph, you see, because they honored the father. They honored that which gave Yeshua his discipline, his training, his beginning in life, you see. So he prefers Yeshua. Namaste.
Thank you. Very, very grateful for this expansion. Thank you. Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
I have a question.
Yeah.
It relates to this.
Yeah.
So, and thank you for answering the question that I was going to ask, because you did that. So as I continue on, let's say when I ascend, I'll just call myself Kent. So that personality aspect continues on as Yeshua did. I still have sort of my core soul, or my primary being, I so suspect. Then when that ascended master, we'll call him Kent, moves on and continues on, will that ascended master then splinter off a part of himself to go, perhaps go through an ascension again?
Very likely, yes.
Okay.
Because that one is an entity within his own self here, yes.
You are still part of the greater whole, all of the multidimensional selves, all the way up to the monad, the beginning here. Mm-hmm. And then you you can certainly be what would be considered a higher God self.
Okay.
Shoshana, do you have...
Of course.
Yes.
We have a perspective here, dear one, that may bring clarity. May we share?
Absolutely.
Dear one, identity will no longer be important, only the mission, you see. Namaste.
Thank you.
Yes. Would there be any other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
So I'm trying to see how to frame this in a way that will work the best. I had a lot of emotion coming up there when Yeshua was speaking. And it feels that it's the experience of me having been his mother. Now, this may not be true. This may be completely insane. And I've had other times when I can't really trust my gut because I got all these memories. Or I don't even know if they're memories. They're just understandings of people's lives. Yeah. And they're coming at me left, right, and center.
Yeah.
And so I just really want to understand if that's not true, what the hell is, why do I have these? Was there something programmed in me? Or was there some reason?
Your higher heart has opened greatly as a result of what has just occurred. And therefore, the truth is coming through to you. And it is coming through to you in terms of the feelings that you are having, the activation of the tears and all of this. It is because it is an inner knowing. The higher heart is a knowing center. It is not just a wondering center or a could-be center. It is a knowing center. And you having this reaction here is a knowing that you were indeed there. We will not say who directly you were. That must come to you directly. But you were certainly there. And we will also add, as Yeshua already did, many of you in this group, in Ancient Awakenings, were there at various points, various levels, various personalities. Some you know of in terms of your history, some not so much, but many of you were there in some capacity. Does this answer your question? And maybe
we do.
Yes?
We have it.
Yes, please, Shoshana.
I apologize. Dear sister, may we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, each among you as a human in this incarnation wishes for an identity. And there is no need for this. But the third realm requires an identity because most of you do not know vibration. And all is vibration. Even the name that you give yourself is a vibration. But you do not speak in vibrations. You speak in language. Now, with that being said, and you wish to know because you feel this tugging at your heart, that am I the mother? You are the archetype of mother, you see. You are that archetype. You cannot push that away. Many of you as females today are the archetype of the Great Mary, are the archetype Mother Mary. So you feel that that is your baby Yeshua because you are the great archetype Mother Mary. You are not Mother Mary. You are the archetype Mother Mary. Which mm-hmm. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. I have that feeling too.
You are the archetype. Joanna is the archetype mother. Now she is that archetype. Not to the extent that you are. She has more archetypes blended in her personality. But you are purely the archetype mother. And those that are purely the archetype of mother have much to get through. Dear one, that mother is massively emotional. So, you see, there are other aspects to archetype mother that you must work to, you see. Because the human archetype mother is emotional to the point that it is not constructive anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, we are not saying you are not constructive. We are saying to watch that. That you have much higher gifts to offer than the emotional human that is part of the archetype mother. Now, we are sorry that we are direct, but you are past that. So when you love with compassion, you love with understanding, you love with divinity, not with pain and not with suffering. Namaste.
Very good. Are there any other further questions here?
Could I have a definition?
Yes.
Of...
Hi. May I speak?
Please,
one moment.
Donna is speaking about archetype for answers.
One moment. Dear brother, this is an expansive subject, so we will share if we may.
Yes, please.
Archetypes, with an S, archetypes are the formation of a type of individual that has those gifts that offers them to the world. Now, do you know an athlete?
An athlete, yes.
An athlete is an archetype. Are you an athlete?
Yes.
You have that archetype within you. To play a sport, that is an archetype. Now, this one I speak through has two left feet. She is not an athlete. So she does not contain the archetype athlete. Do you contain the archetype? Are you a mother? Of course not. So what we are saying is that is an archetype. The attributes of a being are explained by archetypes. You see. And you all formed them anyway. You all created in the heavens the archetypes that you wish to play out in this game. So if you wish to throw a ball and be good at that and play a sport, you must have the archetype of that within you, you see. Now, what is important here, dear brother, is that which you are, the gifts that you are through the archetype that you are, must be given freely to the world in divinity, in God's name, you see. That is what is missing foremost. Namaste.
Thank you.
Very good. Then we had a question on your conference call.
This is Catherine. May I speak? Okay, thank you. So I'm going to be transparent here. I feel like I've been lazy and not really done the chakra work. And so my question is, where do I start? You know, because there's so much offerings out there, but I'd like to ask if there's anyone in the circle that could possibly offer me some suggestions or some guidance in that, even from you, my dears, that also about self-inquiry, Rita was suggesting. And so those are two things that I have not included in my life. And I know it's time. And reading the I Am discourses, it's like a kick in the butt for me. And I'm really getting that it's time for me to stop listening to my programming.
So what we would say to you in terms of where to start is where you are right now. In terms of when you come together in these Sunday calls and we work with you on these chakras and the etheric body and all of this, start from there. Do what we do each Sunday and then build upon that and practice it and work with it. But
it becomes more than just a visualization exercise. Once you pass the idea of just simply visualization and become aware of the energy, the full effect of the energy and the feelings that are there, then you are moving further along than just simply a, we think it's there, but we're really not sure, so we'll just visualize it and, make an imagination here. And mm-hmm. it becomes much more than that. So start where you are and build upon that, okay? And Shoshana.
We have a perspective. May we share it with you, dear sister?
Yes, Mother.
Dear one. Dear one, we find
yes.
that your personality in this lifetime seeks many avenues. Seeks the answer
yes.
in many ways. Is this correct?
Yes.
Well, we will tell you to pick one. It is yes, you must pick one, and you must stick to it. What occurs in many lives, in many humans, is that they try this, they try that. They try another. They do this, they do that, they do another. And they accomplish nothing. So what must happen here is you must choose one path, and attempt to master it. Now, it has been given for years now on this call how to work with the chakras. For years. Choose that. Or choose the internet is full of exercises of the chakras. Choose that. But do not dispense your energy among many choices, as you will not fulfill any choices. Does this make sense, dear one?
Yes, very much so.
So please take our yes. advice, Namaste.
Thank you.
Yes, there is a question here, yes?
Yes, I finally decided to ask this question because I am so impacted with Joshua's presence. I mean, it was serious downloading down there in the back of the room. And I have been attacked by my crystals, literally. They are all over me and talking to me and saying things, and I cannot stop anymore asking this question. It's not about me as the person, but it's about me as my mission. And when we talk about the mother archetypes. I see the mother archetype of, but not as the mother, but as the mother Gaia. And I think, I believe it's related with those crystals, because I feel those crystals are telling me that you're mother Gaia and you have to go about your mission. And my mission is about to heal. But here I am. I have been the antithesis of healing in this lifetime. I have been ill my entire life. And now they're telling me about healing, and I'm not understanding, and I would like clarification.
Ask a question.
Yes, please, question.
Yes. About my mission as a healer, is that something that is in...
Your question then is your mission to be a healer? Is that your question?
Yes, kind of.
Kind
yes.
of, or that is it?
Well, that's what it's appealing right now.
So then that is where you start here. If you are feeling that your mission is calling for you to be a healer, and the use of crystals in terms of working with the energies within those crystals and being able to expand those energies through the crystals and to another, then yes, that would certainly be something you could begin to move more fully into. your propensity toward the need or the use of crystals tells you that you have worked certainly with crystals before, in the Atlantean times and even in the Lemurian times as we find it, and even times prior to coming here to this evolution here. So we would say that you would want to continue to work with those crystals and begin to understand, as you say, what they are telling you. They are giving you information because it is stored information that only certain ones at this time are able to receive that information through the crystals, you see. To others, a crystal is just a rock. And maybe to others it is a rock that has some energy in it, but they do not know that it holds the energy, it holds the history, it holds the vibration. It's all about vibration. Crystals hold vibration, and crystals can also give off vibration as well, energy. So we would say that you would, yes, want to continue to work with the crystals, and if it is taking you into a healing modality for others, you are speaking about others, we believe here, then you would want to do that. As far as healing yourself, before you can heal others, yes, you need to learn how to work to heal yourself as well. And that, of course, is an inner belief system in order to do that. And it is a belief system in order to be able to heal, work with others as well. Shoshana.
We will share. Do you wish us to share, dear sister?
Yes, thank you.
Dear sister, in your speaking, you began with this. I have been ill my whole life. So how could I possibly be a healer? This is what we hear from you. Is this accurate?
No, it is not accurate.
Why would you begin the statement, I have been ill my whole life?
It comes to the point of realization that I have to make my mind about it. And it's just as I said, it's the antithesis of what I have been. But now is manifesting as this is the next step, and as I said, it's about my mission. It's not about me or my life, my present life experience. It's about moving into my Father's mission, and it's just quiet chalk. That's what I'm.
Dear
so
sister, we will continue here
Thank
if
you.
We may.
Yes, please.
We disagree with you that you do not see the clarity of your mission when it is right in front of you.
Yeah, that's right.
And, dear sister, you doubt yourself.
Yes, I do.
And we know that in the human realm, doubt prevents any expansion, you see. So do not work on wondering what your mission is. Work on your doubt. Give up your doubt for faith and trust. Work on that daily, and your mission will reveal itself. Do not doubt yourself. And the other thing is, as a healer, how do you go about healing, you see? That is the question. You must go about healing others by asking them if they wish to be healed. Let me explain. If you attempt as a healer to walk around and throw your crystals at people and put blankets around them and insert your personality, which is very maternal, into their lives, you will find resistance. So we will confirm, dear one, you are a witch. You are a healer. You are the great one. You can heal. You, as this lifetime gave you a time of illness so that you could heal. The antithesis of healing is illness, but a great healer cannot heal without knowing illness. That is how it works.
Yes.
And because you have great amounts of illness, you have great amounts of healing within you, you see. degree of that. So now, give up the doubt. Ask permission before you come up and heal anyone.
Do it.
You must ask permission.
Yeah.
That is the key to your healing. Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Namaste.
I'm so happy. Thank you.
Very good. Then are there any further questions before we release channel?
I have one more quick question.
Yes.
Related to the archetype, so I actually will aim this at Shoshana.
Yes.
Yay!
I think it was Catherine on the phone who said she had multiple archetypes. Because I also feel like I have the same thing. And again, if we don't master any of them, they all don't really turn into anything. So my question is if we pull in multiple archetypes, or if we came down with multiple archetypes, is one of those archetypes the higher path, the highest path to choose?
We'll share here. May we share?
Absolutely.
Dear brother, we will clarify your misunderstanding here.
Okay.
The one, and we do not wish to point fingers, so those that choose multiple paths and cannot stick to one has the archetype chaotic.
Mm.
They do not have multiple archetypes. They have that archetype chaotic, and they must master that, you see.
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
And we will tell you that your job here is not to choose one archetype, but to blend them all. Does this make sense to you, dear brother?
It does. So my next question would be, do I have the archetype of chaos, or is it more?
Yes, you do, dear brother.
Okay.
And you have, if we may continue.
Of course.
You have mastered that. You have it, but you control it.
Mm-hmm.
And you control it well. And you must turn chaos into production. When chaos is an archetype within a personality and they master it, it becomes production. It becomes focused, you see.
Mm-hmm.
This one we speak through, Joanna, she has the archetype chaotic. Oh, my goodness. And she has learned to control it through production. She focuses it. And she focuses it so well that people do not understand and think that perhaps she is overly intense. But she focuses chaos into production, you see.
Yes.
Now, that is what you must do to conquer the negative side of production, which is chaos. And whatever archetypes that, and I think, I do not know the pronunciation. It could be archetypes. We prefer archetype. So if you identify, let's say, five or six archetypes, because there are many that contain many archetypes because they bring many gifts into the planet,
mm-hmm.
to blend those archetypes to become one with themselves and portray their gifts in a productive way toward the upliftment and divinity of humanity, then you have conquered all archetypes. Does this make sense, dear brother?
Absolutely.
Namaste.
Thank you so much.
Very good. Then we need to release channel. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to say? You will most likely be back again this evening. So.
We will say this. We would like to share this. We would like to share how joyful the feeling is to give the truth. How joyful the feeling is to often zap people with the truth. We can zap. But we will say that it is like floating when we get to expound on that which all could use to move forward in consciousness, if that makes sense. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shoshana. Thank you.
Namaste, brother.
Namaste. Thank you.
Very good. Then we just simply, what you call, sign off here. Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Are they included in the angel watch? Do you want me to say what time that is?
Recording stopped.
Isn't the next thing?